And good morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raven Radio, your community radio station. And joining me in the studio, two folks from the Playground Steering Committee, Kay Turner and Robert Heddle. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Well, let's talk about this project you're working on. You're trying to expand the downtown playground. Kay, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The current playground at Crescent Harbor is in need of some updating. It's also not accessible, handicap accessible. So, yeah, we have playgrounds in Sitka, but most of them are closed during the day when school's in session. And, you know, that playground is available. However, we'd like to upgrade it. We'd like to make it accessible for children of all ages and accessibility abilities. We want to make it, you know, a sustainable structure that it'll last for a long time and not need a lot of maintenance. And also make it, you know, safe and just add to that area. It's a beautiful, there's been beautiful upgrades with the walkways and all the work that's been done in that area. And we just want to continue with that.
So what are the factors that led you to choose the Crescent Harbor Playground? Robert?
This was approved, the playground was approved out of the Healthcare Summit in 2011. And it's a project that's had a lot of great starts and stops. And but we've looked at, over the years, over the last 3 years, looked at various places that would be most usable and most friendly, and settled on sort of down by the Science Center at the playground there that needs to be updated. But I also want to add to what Kay said is why and where is a new grandfather. I'm just excited about finding a new place to hang out with grandkids and have a good time.
And so why the Crescent Harbor Playground?
Part of the reason for that is to not add a new structure to the community that needs to be maintained. We were replacing a current structure so that we're not adding additional maintenance projects, basically just upgrading a current project that we already have. So,
what do you envision? So what do you hope will happen to the Crescent Harbor Playground? What will it look like if all your dreams can come true?
Well, people can come tonight to the meeting and see a very rough draft of it. Basically, we were hoping to take out one of the tennis courts to make it larger. There will still be two tennis courts there. And just a much larger structure, facility for kids of, you know, all ages, toddlers through older children.
Grandpas.
Right. So, yeah, and tonight we have a meeting, a community meeting, just to get community support and community input. And if people have questions, if they want to come see a rough drawing of the project, come sign a support sheets, you know, come help, you know, come volunteer to help, you know, anything. Tonight at Centennial Hall at 7 o'clock. So we'd love to have people come.
I know some of the design plans that we've worked on includes model aircraft that maybe would be sponsored by the Coast Guard, or and then just things that talk about are a place that people from different cultures and our own two cultures here, but could come and play, also reflecting our marine economy. And so just a lot of neat, playful areas that reflect different parts. So what we've looked at already is pretty exciting.
And when you speak about being accessible to individuals of all abilities, what might that look like? What do you need to make a playground really accessible?
Well, basically, a handicap accessible playground has different ramps and ladders and different equipment, different swings, different just structures that, you know, a child with that cannot climb a ladder or must be in a wheelchair, or, you know, that anyone can access. So, yeah, they're all, you know, all over, seen them on Juno and several other communities. But, you know, currently in Sitka, there's not one that, you know, children of all abilities can use. Part of the, you know, my drive to do this was the loss of Sandra Gelber, PT in Sitka. And she was a pediatric therapist. And this is something, you know, I kind of brought me to do just in her name, basically, to honor her.
Are there any playgrounds out there that inspire you, that you're looking at, or at least you have them in your head as like a model?
Oh, absolutely. The one in Juneau, it's there's a lot of wood in that structure. We're trying to stay away from a lot of wood because it needs a lot of maintenance. But the one in Juneau, I mean, when my family goes to Juneau, that's a destination, that playground. And that's kind of what we want to make this, you know, a place where the kids just, you know, oh, I want to go to that playground in Sitka. Or, you know, and the one in Juneau is kind of like that for me. And it was a neat community and a lot of community involvement with it. You can see all the different businesses that have donated structures, people's names on the fencing around it. It was just a really neat community effort, and that's kind of what we're hoping for here.
Yeah. And so in terms of your strategy for involving the community, are you looking for that kind of financial and also sort of sweat equity input from
yep.
people?
Yep, all of it. Right now is the planning phase. And it's going to be a long process. It's going to be about a 2-year process. Right now is just the planning, the determining the location, getting approval from the assembly. You know, we have to go through all these steps, talking to the neighbors, you know, all that background stuff first before we get to that, you know, sweat equity. But we will get to that point.
Well, and how much money are we looking at here? How expensive is it to build a playground?
Around $400,000 is our goal. So, you know, fundraising and grants and... you know, all we can do.
And we're looking at resources, whatever we can find. But right now, we really, as the steering committee, really want to focus on getting the space committed, getting the regulations that we need to go through, the design for the playground. And, you know, this town is very, very good at wanting to jump in and do things and also an incredibly giving community. But we realize in our timeline that's going to be a little bit down the road. We really need to get the homework done before we have this great play area.
Okay, and so the meeting tonight is at what time and where again?
The Centennial Hall at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8.
Okay, and people who are just interested in learning more or are ready to dive in can attend.
Yep.
Very definitely.
That'd be great.
Any further comments before we leave?
No, thank you for having us.
Very definitely.
Yeah. Is there a number anyone can contact or an email address if people like to contact either of you?
Yep, they could contact me, kturner, 747-5388. Or my email is kayturnerdpt@gmail.com.
Great. Well, thank you.
Great. Yes, and also Robert. They can feel free to call me with any questions or we'll. So I'm at my cell is 738-2230. Be glad to talk to somebody. Particularly other grandfathers.
Great. Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Kay Turner and Robert Haddle. They're both on the Playground Steering Committee. There's going to be a meeting tonight to start planning the expansion of the Crescent Harbor Playground.